Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Ramallah, Israel. The Palestinians say that if Israel annexes Judea and Samaria, they will break all agreements with the Jewish state. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
The Palestinians are saying if annexation does take place, they're going to tear up the Oslo Accords and all the other agreements that they have with Israel. I'm not so sure how bad it's going to be because they have not been abiding by the agreements basically anyway, have they?
They haven't, Jimmy, except in one area, and that is security. There continues to be pretty good cooperation between Israel and the Palestinian Authority over security matters. The U.S.-trained Palestinian security force pretty much keeps the laws, and of course they turned their own guns against Israel in the second uprising in 2000, but apart from that era, it's worked out pretty well. But yes, now Abbas is saying if you go ahead and annex, well, the plan is 35% of Judea and Samaria, basically, that the United States has signaled it would look the other way if Israel annexed those areas, and those are all Jewish-dominated towns and neighborhoods in the West Bank, in Judea and Samaria, and of course, as you mentioned, the Jordan Valley, that for strategic purposes. A very popular stand in Israel, about 70% of the people want to see this happen, but of course, Abbas says, we'll pull out and you will have responsibility for everything again, meaning economically and in the security zone, and they don't want to send their forces back into Nablus and Ramallah and these all Arab towns where there are no Jews, where the soldiers in the past have been regularly attacked. So they're hoping that wouldn't happen. But again, with the virus and everything else going on, we'll have to see how this all develops. But it would be the worst time for Israel to have to assume those responsibilities from the Palestinian Authority.
David Dolan reporting on the threat that the Palestinians gave to Israel about annexing Judea and Samaria. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. David's Middle East News update is evidence that the Palestinians do not want to coexist in the land of Israel. They want all of this territory for their Palestinian state called Palestine. The ancient Jewish prophet Malachi said that the Palestinians, the Edomites of biblical times, the Palestinians would return and rebuild. The Lord, in that first chapter of Malachi, told the Palestinians that he would call their borders the borders of wickedness. And then the ancient prophet Obadiah said that at the Lord's return, the Palestinians would be as if they had never been a people. These Bible prophecies will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...